dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career,
Steady J holds a title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, jockin' some more and tearing Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wins with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, 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 by the radio, to come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio, you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
Welcome to Life or Death Live, your boy Steady J. It is Wednesday, so every Wednesday we bring you the whole day after Death Wednesdays. And shoot, man, y'all know how we do it. The first hour of every home day after Death Wednesday, we bring you the all music hour. So we play nothing but music. I introduce the tracks, talk a little bit here and there, And then in the second hour, you know, that's where we go in, and that's where we have special guests pop to the show. We talk about quick news stories, and of course, our naughty moment of the week we do on Wednesdays too. So definitely, man, can't wait. Now, the first track to kick out the show was Kiki Monroe, Ride or Die. And, man, we're going to keep it going. We got some more hot tracks coming at you during the All Music Hour. I'm going to go to the next track, which is going to show some love to one of my recent guests that definitely went in when he came to the show. Definitely, I enjoyed him, man. He called all the way from the UK, and it was crazy, man. I'm telling you, it was so crazy. So this is Martin Carr. And we're going to play Get Away. I know, as we talked about in the show, and it's on here, we love to play the heck out of the song, and we're going to keep doing what we do and keep playing it. And especially because of, you know, he shows so much support to what we got going on, and definitely a model example of artists. Showing some love to people that's really behind you, supporting what you got going on. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to Martin Carr, Get Away, and we'll be back right here on the All Music Hour of Life After Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. Let's get it.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days. There's nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide, yeah, yeah. Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside, inside. The only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away.
Get away to another place.
That was Martin Carr, Get Away, right here on Life at Dusk Live's Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays. We're going to keep it going. Next track for them bring at you in the All Music Hour is Cry on the Inside by my girl, Seven Gavay, another great supporter. You know, she's one of those people that check on your boy inside and outside the industry and just genuinely does it, man. So I appreciate it. This next track is by Seven Gavay, Crying on the Inside. Let's do it.
Motherless lost child, I'm walking in the wrong direction, wishing I had some love and affection. Nobody ever questions your pain when you stress. It's not easy when you're coping your heart with depression. See life's lesson, the separation from the pros and cons. Learning it is a part of the blessing. Select the collection. The message is the quest, but I don't know what the quest is. So I can see you crying inside. You watch the tips of your eyes. Not yet accustomed to them phonies who be pacing me lies. When you need them the most is when you never get a reply. Truth. It's when you never get a reply. Now check it. Every day I have to face the world with many faces as the time races. I'm rapid in my approach, so I'll decide patience. And if the government believes in us, we have a shot at being happy, but the trees in us. Spacecraft being built because they're leaving us. But that's another story for another time. Though I implore you to listen, go ahead and rewind. We'll never be fine. We walk around with the eyes closed. If other people seeking shelter, we deprive those. And bystanders catching bullets in Chicago. It's illustrated, so I reckon it's Diablo. Slicker than any scandalous 5-0. That what you treasure, you should care for. Insist on being selfish, even though you bear scars. The separation of the nation, and it's done by design. I pray my lyricism don't reach a many of mine. We're running the struggle and suffer the pain. It's part of the journey, it's part of the game. You can't pass your life by, focus on the right tribe. Tell you it's an option, or make you decision option. We are born full of promise, taught to assimilate, only to find out that our assimilation was based on falsehood, untruth, and inequality. Our promise fades, and struggle becomes our reality. And yet we are expected to wear the mask of contentment and appreciation. Those who hold the reins of society say, look, haven't we atoned for the ills of yesteryear? Aren't things better? At a superficial glance of the social horizon, it may seem to be so. But one must do an in-depth analysis to see the game may have changed. But the rules are still the same, only with different wording. So I ask you this, who are you willing to live for? And who are you willing to die for? Your essence is but your own. Process thoughts and keep your eyes wide open.
I can't live without you. See, I'm smiling on the outside while I'm just crying on the inside. Facing the world without you.
All right, y'all. That was my girl Seven Gavay with Crying on the Inside. And we'll keep it moving right here on the All Music Hour of Life After Dusk Lives, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. This next track that's coming at you now is by my girl Red Shades featuring B Rose. This is There's Something.
Something I want to tell you. We've been cool for a while, hang all the time, and you make me smile. That's right, you my homie to the end, and I love you like a brother, plus you're my best friend. Something needs to get off my chest, but it's so deep that words can't express. It's killing me, I think about it every day, but when I try to do it, can't find a word to say. I'm debating if I really wanna do it. Don't want things to change, can't deny I'm going through it. Maybe I don't have no feelings, maybe I was just tweaking. Explain why I get a funny feeling when you're speaking. Some things are better left unsaid. Should I act on my thoughts going on in my head? I don't know, I'ma leave it alone. It wouldn't hurt to have someone to call my own.
It's difficult not to be apprehensive when you can't predict the result of your decision. That could alter a situation significant. Well, that's exactly what this is. Yeah, I got a crush and you giving me a rush, making me blush, got the nerve geeked up. Not a word I use often because this is the only time it's ever occurred. Something I wanna inform you of. You have surpassed all and not just some of girls that approached but fell so epic. Try to up the game but they just couldn't step it. And what I felt for you I just can't neglect it. But for some reason it's hard to express it. You enter my heart, the words won't exit. I wish I wasn't so hesitant.
If I had known you were feeling the same way I felt, it would be less pain. Now since we know that everything is mutual, we can be regular and not feel unusual. Talk trash, do things that we usually do. Reminds me of how we played back in middle school. Now we're older and things are much deeper. I'm thinking to myself, yo, this dude is a keeper.
There's something I want to tell you. There's something I think that you should know.
Will we act on it or give it a chance to waiting on you? I already got my answer, not that hard, but I don't wanna force you. Don't have to do it if you don't really want to. Don't work out, we can still be cordial. Always acknowledge you and never ignore you. That's just the worst, cause I'm optimistic. This here's love, don't tell me that it isn't.
With that is truly no use, cause it's obviously opposite of the truth. And you ain't got a word about forcing me, cause you captured my heart. I already surrendered my best, so relinquish my chambers to any and all attention that you make up. Should've had this talk, I went and got a shape up. That's the simple issue you do when you in love. So sincere, if you just unclear, but I ain't scared to spend my life finding out with you. And as happy as you make me, I'll make you. Yeah, can you do me the honor of becoming the one I introduced to my mama? And when you speak of me, won't pause like commas. Someone you're eternally fond of.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. Shoot, that was Red Shades featuring B Rose. That was There's Something I Want to Tell You. Oh. Right here on the All Music Hour of Life at the Dust Lives, Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday. We're going to keep it going. This next track is by Diamante Glitz, one of the Texas natives. This is You Can Get It. You know, I like this song, man. This song will set a mood. In a minute. Here we go.
I'm all alone and I want you here. I called your phone cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair. When you get over here, I'm
That was Diamante Glitz with You Can Get It right here on Life at Dusk Lives, all music hour of Hump Day at the Dusk Wednesday. We're going to keep it going because, again, this is the all music hour. And the next track is coming up is by my boy Tex the Game. And this track is I Do When You Don't. Man, y'all, about halfway through, it's about to go down. All right. Say for the what I do for the what.
Yeah. play with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I play with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I play with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I play with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. Say that you want that new slab, was go get it. Bad bitch in the club, you see me, wanna fucking go get it. Talk about that you be head busting, disfleeted. If you ain't really about that fucking life, then don't spit it. That means don't beg it. What you trying to prove? I think you stay up on the term of loser. A real nigga says you a loser. False pretense, you a loser. She a chooser, she a user. If it ain't all gold, she gon' move, sir. Talk about drugs like it's cool, sir. You in stage of abuse, sir. Bitch be like, you a rude, sir. I tool her, I mean it's told her. I'm speaking that truth, I ain't never lying. Flows in the booth, I ain't never trying. So maybe next time when you're writing up that store, remember fake comes in the lore and real cost more. I do what I say, I say what I mean. Grinding through life, too extreme. I paid my dues, I rep my team. So sign me up to live that dream. I say what the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I say what the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I say what the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I say what the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. Okay, I'm feeling like that day. These clothes on stain, this cloud on nine, this one on rain. I never really got to know the term I can't. Unless the nigga really asking me to be fake. They say money talks, all money in the bank. You win for the hummer, I win for the sake. I'ma give to the world, don't need no thanks. Just bump my shit when you're at your place. Can't rest your face, I rest my case. You be that just with truth to the flame. I leave untouched, I leave with drugs, no doubt. They faithful to me like that, get clout. Keep these frogs in the mouth, I'm trapped. Sign this check, live a blank amount. So many hoes and I just lost count. Not enough toes for the tag amount. Funny how dudes in the booth so gutter. Claim they got work to the fans and stutter. You in they scope, can't close that shutter. I'll be the first place, hands keep no clutter. What I say what I mean. Grinding through life, too extreme. I paid my dues, I rep my team. So sign me up to live that dream. I say what the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I say what the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I say what the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I say what the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do what you don't. I do with the bone, I do with the bone. Don't be mad at me if I do. I do what I say what I mean. Grinding through life, too extreme. I paid my dues, I rep my team. So sign me up to live that dream.
All right, y'all, and keep it going. That was I Do What You Don't by my boy Texas Game right here on Life of the Dust Live's All Music Hour of Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays. This next track is by 100 Bands featuring Ben Freezy. This is All On Me right here on Life of the Dust Live. Let's keep it going.
Architect.
Walk in the club, me and my thugs, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me, all on me.
Yeah. all on me. She on me. All on me. Yeah. All on me. I'm in this bitch looking good like a million bucks. Gone off the loud, got me turned up. Shawty DTL, so she gotta fuck. We in the club, getting naked like we about to fuck. You know I'm scrapped up, I ain't even tripping. Got my squad with me, so you know we winning. I ain't looking for no problems. But if you want war, you know my nigga got the chopper. Shawty on me, but you know I had to pass it to my team. I ain't worried about it, bitch, you know I like green. But she all on me.
Walk in the club, me and my thug. You know what's up, we bout to turn up. In the VIP, got drinks, got weed. We a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug. You know what's up, we bout to turn up. In the VIP, got drinks, got weed.
Bury me a G, and they won't know it. It's the same old source, same old tales, from the same old niggas, but the same old sales, from the same old times, from the same old jail. Nigga, do what you do, from the same old smell. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
Get your act right, homie, get your bag right, get your mag right. The diamonds around my neck flash like a flashlight.
Walk in the club, me and my thugs, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up, we bout to turn up, in the VIP, got drinks, got weed, see a bad bitch, she all on me, all on me, all on me.
Yeah, all on me, all on me. we're back right here on Life and Dust Live. All Music Hour of Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays. Of this next track that's coming at you. And before I do that, the last track we just had on was All on Me by 100 Bands featuring Ben Freezy. This next track is by my boy Chris Law. It's All I Need, so let's keep it going. No, it's kind of funny, all and all, back to back.
Twan Beatmaker, the hit maker.
Hey, look, baby. Hey,
look, baby.
I don't really need nobody else. All I need is you.
Chris, L-A-W. All I need is someone who gon' rock for me. All I need is someone who gets fly with me. Someone who can make me smile. All I need is someone who is worth my while. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you.
My main chick that I fuck with, she gon' ride for me, so I'm stuck with. She ain't like these hoes, so ain't worth shit. Nah, nah, ain't worth shit. She do what she say, she gon' back it up. She don't talk shit just to be adding up. She bad fuck with a nice body with a big butt, and I like that. She super fly, we get super fly. We get fucked up, we super high. We make way tough, so we super fly. Have to get mad, so we wait goodbye. All I need is someone who is by my side. I ain't got a nothing twice. She down to ride, she gon' ride for me. She gon' ride for me. She gon' take the bullet, she gon' die for me. I ain't worried about nothing.
worth my while. Lay her body down, slide her to the edge, and let me tone her down. OMG, my girl is a super freak, and I'm a super freak. Now baby, let's get in the seat. Let's fuck her real good while I'm deep up in that pussy. Bend over, let me hit her on the back of the chips tonight. Let me eat some cookies, damn. We flipping and tossing and fucking on sheets, that we doing this all night. Got her screaming my name, crying, no, don't stop, you're right. She keep that smile on my face, but she know I like to stay happy. Get on top, whisper in my ear, call it daddy. I don't need nobody else, you don't want for me. All I need is no one else, you don't want for me. All I need is someone who gon' ride for me. All I need is someone who can fly with me. All I need is someone who can make me smile. All I need
All right, everyone, what's up, what's up? That was Chris Laws, All I Need, right here on Life of the Dust Lives, all music hour of Hump Day After Dust Wednesday. We're going to keep doing it because we got about 22 minutes left in the all music hour. This next track is by my girl, Nana Gutterchick, in the spirit of 420 coming up this weekend. This is I Get High.
Yeah, I did.
get it. Let's get it. Hey.
Queen, I swear you touched their soul on this one, man. For real.
Let's
so sexual. I can be your navigation. Where do you request to go? Everything is possible. She love me, feelings mutual. Made it through her obstacles, cause I am not the usual, unusual. Your loving is so magical. Voices like a musical, and all I hear is music. No, so I'm feeling you like a blind man, lost his visual. Take my soul and let him know that everything is sensual.
Lay your head down on my heart. Tell me where you want to go. And if you let me do all the things that I need to do,
you know,
baby,
yeah,
I belong to you.
It's for the soul.
Never come. However, if it does, then I do. I eat forbidden fruit just to get you to the moon. I jump over brooms just to get my heart to you. Love turned me to a fool, but it's cool. Spread my wings out my cocoon. Fly myself straight out to you and set me free. As happy as can be, you and me. We can start a family. Watch my seeds grow in the trees. Build a house upon the beach. You and me.
No.
Oh yeah, I got the perfect song for the kids to sing.
And all my people that's drug dealing just to get by.
Oh yeah, I got the perfect song for the kids to sing.
And all my people that's drug dealing just to get by. Stack your money till it gets dry. To make it past 25, jokes on you, we still alive. Throw your hands up in the sky and say, we don't care what people say.
If this is your first time hearing this, you are about to experience something so cold, man.
We never had nothing handed, took nothing for granted, took nothing from no man. Man, I'm my own man. But as a shorty, I looked up to the dope, man. Only a dope, man. I knew that wasn't broke, man. Slick inside a coast, man. Man, you don't know, man. We don't care what people say. This is for my niggas outside all winter. Cause this summer they ain't finna stay. Next summer I'm finna. Sitting in the hood like community colleges. This dope money is Lil Trey scholarship. Cause ain't no tuition for having no ambition. And ain't no loans for sitting your ass at home. So we forced to sell crack, rap, and get a job. You gotta do something, man. Your ass is grown.
All right, y'all. That was the All Music Hour of Life in the Dusk Lives to Dusk Wednesdays. All the last, I'll go ahead and give you a synopsis of the tracks we played from All Music Hour. We had Ride or Die by Kiki Monroe. Then went to Getaway by my boy Martin Carr, who was on the show on Monday. If you missed the show, Mr. Energy, go check it out. It was hot. Called All the Way In from the UK. How much love is that? Crying on the Inside by my girl Seven Gervais, a.k.a. Vegas Gervais. There's Something by B1 Bean Time's Finest, Bread Shades, and B Rose. And you got a Texas Native, my girl Diamante Glitz, so You Can Get It. Texas Game, another Texas, obviously another Texas person. I Do When You Don't. Then you go to All On Me by 100 Bands featuring Ben Freezy. All I Need by Chris Law, who's from my birthplace, Trenton originally, so big ups to him. Then I Get High by Nine Gun Chick, another Texas native in the building. And definitely, like I told y'all, we'll be going to go show some love to her. She's got some going on in Dreams in downtown Dallas on Saturday. I'm going to support her performance. Then you got Queen featuring Lil O with D Streets. And then you got Loud Boys, Touch My Soul, Andrea Lewis with She. And then Candy, who's originally from France. So big up to her. Paris, to be exact. She was originally from Paris. And that's why you hear a little bit. That's why you hear her speak French and English back and forth in the song playing off of that. So and her track Electro. And then the last two tracks y'all heard, you kind of heard a little bit of mixing. That's a little bit, give y'all a little snippet of, something we've done it here before, the music DNA. That's where we take a sample, hit the original song, and take the song that sampled it. And we put them back to back so you can get an idea of, oh, man, this is where they got that from. So, for instance, like you heard, first one was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And then you had versus Queen Pins, A Party in the Party. Classic. Both songs go hard. And then you got Jimmy Castle Bunch, I Just Want to Stop. Sample by Kanye West, We Don't Care. So there you go. I'm going to throw one more on for y'all, and then we're going to keep getting into it. We'll get some more into the show. I want to throw one more in for the music DNA just to give y'all another hint of how we do in the music DNA. I'm going to let it play for itself. You're going to trip off this because a lot of people, they would keep telling me, no, man, you tripping, man. You just hearing stuff. You just think it too hard. I'm a sample junkie. I can spot a sample right away. And if I heard the original song, I can spot that right away too. So this is a surprise to hear what it is.
Thank you.
Pop, pop, better drop when a buck shot. Blood up on them, they never know how to. No creeping up out of the dust.
Yes, and that was another great example of what we do on the Music DNA, where we show you, we take the parent, as they call it, and play the child, which is the original and the sample. So, yes, that was Junior, Mama used to say, sampled by Thuggish Ruggish Bone from Bone Thugger and Harmony, man. One of the classics. Both songs are classic. I love them just as much. So, yeah, man, just, oh, and I found out, like, oh, man, two songs I really love, you know, I can, like, hey. So, yes. Let's get a reminder for those of y'all just checking in. Remind y'all who's coming on today's show. My girl Tayo will be on the show, who will be chopping up about her modeling, acting, and the release of her poetry book called His PhD is in Hypocrisy and Other Poems About My Crappy Ex-Boyfriend. So we're going to find out what this is all about. And, of course, you know, we're going to dig into her 90 moments of the month, to the 90 moments of the week, you know, how we do it. And, yes, man, some more randomness. So that's how we doing it, man. So I've been doing it and doing it and doing it. Wow. And don't forget, if you ever listen, you listen live, always go to a live chat room. I'll go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Go on there. Actually, you get into the chat, you want to chat, I'll tell you to sign up. It's free, sign up. You can listen to it because there's other great shows you can listen to as well. Master Media Radio, BX25 Vixens Radio. I mean, the list goes on. So make sure you take the time to sign up. Then you can be more of an active part. And then chat showing up and showing out. So that's how we do it. And, man, shoot, I know one thing I want to talk to y'all about, too, as far as randomness, which kind of ain't kind of random, you know, is this today, man, today I just continually just feel so blessed that, you know, God has helped me through this health journey, man. It's just so beautiful. And a lot of changes I've had, I've made, and not regretting making those changes. And from my mouth to your ears, I want you to listen to this key thing before you jump into any health type of things. You have to be mental. You know, if you go before you focus on the physical, you got to focus on the mental. Just like how you got when it comes to finding the mate. You got to find somebody that's on your mindset mentally before you indulge so much in the physical. That's how you got to indulge in your own. So that's how you got to love yourself, too. You got to understand yourself mentally before you can attack some of the physical stuff you want to attack. Because then that have you mentally prepared and just having just so much focus on doing it. And, you know, that was the thing this year. I was so focused. I wasn't who that started the beginning of the year. I started like in March, late February, started then, and then just slowly transitioned and added stuff. I didn't just throw a bunch of stuff all at once in my face. Because that's what you got to do, too. You can't change a million things all at one time. A lot of people try to do so much in 1 week or one day to start off to try to get their journey going. And you're going to overwhelm yourself. So definitely you got to take heed to that. And like I said, you have to be before you get physically prepared, you got to get mentally prepared. Because I'm telling you, I've tried a lot of times to try to, you know, say, hey, I want to do something to help my health. And then if I wasn't mentally prepared, I still wasn't in that mind state to say I'm being serious enough to take it, you don't be able to handle it. So the fact that I'm in a state to where I feel more mentally focused, it helps me stay afloat and not, you know, really against the grain or whatnot. And, man, I'm telling you, one thing that I laugh because I was one of these people. That was someone at work was talking to me about, man, how do you drink all that water? Because I'm like, I drink four bottles of 16-ounce bottles a day at work, an 8-hour day, and people would look at me crazy like, how do you drink all that water and nothing but water? Last time I checked, is the minimum of water to drink is 8 8 ounce glasses of water a day. That's about a gallon for those of y'all that's math majors. So yes. Thank you. Someone corrected me. Half a gallon. That's only half a gallon. So I've been saying a gallon. I think I drink a gallon though, and I start really thinking about it, because I've been doing the math outside of the 8 hours I drink water outside of that too. So I'm gonna say I do just as much as that thing. All right, man. Perfect timing, and I didn't even do. You know, I wasn't even falling like that. We got a very special guest in the building. I want to welcome to the show the beautiful, talented Miss Kyle.
Thank you. Hi.
What's up? I know, you're like, she said my name right? Oh, man.
I was actually just thinking that, too.
Because some people, they learn how to read. If they learn how to read, they will see that that's not... That lets you know who really the fan dishes and what you on the information that you put out about yourself. Because you
True.
In your bio, you say that pronounced. I did that from day one. Or day one, it's like, if I ever got put on a spot and she asked me to say her name, I would know how to say it. Because I actually read what she had written down. So
thank you. Yeah, most people pronounce it Teo because, you know, but it's actually, like you said, it's pronounced Tayo. It's Nigerian. So, you know, here in America, a lot of people would mispronounce it, of course, just because of the way our own grammar works. But that's neither here nor there.
Right. But, you know, also, too, it's a fact of, last time I checked, you know, it's like the people who, especially if there's a person who knows you from, like, Mama Mayhem or something first, and they say they read your bio. They have no excuse.
Right.
I knew from day one. It's like I ingrained in my head. So, simple enough. Tile. Nothing hard about that.
Thank you.
So
thanks for paying attention
off,
to the details.
Yes. Aubrey, that's how you got to be when it comes to being an artist. In any sense, you got to pay attention to detail.
Right.
How you got to do it. Also, first off, I want to, and you got so much, before we break each part down, let's see, you got your model, you act, and then you just released a poetry book in which, ironically, it is National Poetry Month.
Yeah.
And your poetry book that you have on sale is called His PhD is in Hypocrisy. And other poems about my crappy ex-boyfriend. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I actually wrote this quite a while ago, but I just finally decided to do something with it. I dated this guy, let's call him Steven. That's what I called him in the book. But, you know, we were together for about a year, and I was so in love with him, and I really thought that everything was going to, I thought maybe this was going to be the guy that I was going to end up marrying. But, you know, some people it didn't work out, let's just say that. And, you know, we have a lot of differences anyway. I mean, it was interracial. Obviously, I'm black, and he's white. He's Muslim. I'm Christian. So we did have our differences in the relationship, but there was a lot of stuff that went down that it's like, well, considering that he actually would kind of fault me for being Christian and telling me that, you know, there's nothing against, obviously I don't have anything against Islam, but just some of the things that he would debate me about, and it's like, well, wait, it's not okay in your religion, fine, but it's perfectly fine within my religion, you know? So we often went back and forth. And he would always chastise me about things like, oh, well, I don't cover my hair. But again, I'm not Muslim, so I don't have to cover my hair. But he would then do all these things which definitely don't fall under the scope of, you know, Islam. You know, there's definitely contradictions to his faith. So, you know, that's where I got the idea to start writing about him, well, about us. And then when we broke up, it was actually like part of a healing process for me, because it was kind of a difficult breakup. And so I started to just write down a lot of my thoughts and my feelings, and it started off really with like kind of the angrier poems. And then I just went in and I was able to fill out the rest of the relationship and just picking up all the nuances and all the, you know, the different times that we had. So this book actually does chronicle the entire relationship from start to finish. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty hot and heavy. So it's kind of like, so basically it's like a bit of a biography of your relationship with him, just in poetry form.
Right. And I think it's a pretty easy read, because I'm not a poet that speaks with the abstract, the third eye, and, you know, I mean, those poems are beautiful, but I often get lost with the meaning, you know, and it's hard for me to understand, like, symbolism and all the other things. So my poetry is actually pretty straightforward, and so I think a wider amount of people would be able to understand it and relate to it. And, you know, I mean, who hasn't been in a relationship that didn't go well? And a lot of us have been the victims of being cheated on or something, or some of us maybe have been the cheater. So I think that a lot of people would be able to relate to this. Plus, how, you know, it always feels good when somebody kind of gets back at an ex, even if he's unaware of it. So I'm kind of really excited about that, too. Just shots fired, you know?
Right. I mean, because I read one of the poems. It was, I like pork. He does it. That wasn't one of them for people like, what the heck is happening? That was. Oh, man. I know people was giving me a hard time, because I said I was, you know, I gave up pork and a lot of meat. It's not very much meat I eat left. You were talking about, you about to be a Muslim or something?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually not a big pork fan, so I it's not a religious thing. I just usually don't like the taste of it, so it's very rare that I eat it. But, you know, obviously with him, there was actually the meat had to be halal, so, you know, it's meat that's been killed in the name of God. It was, you know, has to have been blessed. And so, you know, we have to be careful, like, where we ate, if we ate out, so that he could not go against his religion, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. You know, I mean, I'm all for respecting people, their practices, their beliefs, their religions, their customs, all that, as long as the other person is going to, you know, be respectful of me and mine as well, you know? So,
your story's similar. I remember on Love & Hip Hop NY, there was a similar situation to that. To where Consequence, he was a Muslim. That's ironic, because the male was a, he was a Muslim, and his wife or his girlfriend, or whatever, I'm not sure what their relationship was. They had a child as well, and she was a Christian. So you had them fighting over the holidays, over you shouldn't celebrate this holiday, or I want them to celebrate this holiday. So and that just looked like so much drama you got to go through.
Yeah, even things like Valentine's Day, because he was saying that he didn't believe in celebrating it because it was a pagan holiday. Okay, fine. That's fine. But, you know, don't size me if I choose to celebrate it. You know, I mean, I may not get him a gift because if he doesn't believe it, but if I'm going to give my mother or my best friend a gift for Valentine's Day, then, you know, it's my prerogative. It's not, you know, it's not hurting him. But, you know, we always had these little back and forth bits, and, it was a very frustrating relationship, but it was also a really impactful relationship. You know, it was really like my first significant, you know, like long-term relationship after, you know, outside of high school and college. And so it really did have a big impact on me, even, you know, to this day, I think. It shaped my views. It shaped my views of people. But I actually did learn a lot from it, which is, actually, the reason why I wanted to publish the book is because there was something that I really did get from him, and that was, like, understanding about different cultures, and that came in, that turned out to be really important. in the grand scheme of things.
Now, here's a great question. I know artists do not like to hear this, but what would you say is your favorite poem that you did from it?
Rawr! Wow. I don't even know if I can. I don't know.
Let's make it easier. You had to pick your top three in no particular order.
Oh, that's the same question, just with a little bit more room for an answer.
I just gave you two more. I gave you two more, see?
Okay, I guess one of the ones that really resonate with me, but one of the ones that I like physical therapists a lot, and turkey wings, and of course, the title poem, his PhD is in hypocrisy.
Okay.
Off the top of my head.
I'm laughing at turkey wings. That just, I was making sure I wasn't hearing anything. But did she just say turkey wings?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Before we get some more, because we definitely get some more about the book as well. Cause, I mean, that the title of the book just really just stirs up some stuff. And I know some of the questions we got today for you, too. I know we were kind of talking that, you know, some of it kind of ties into the book, too. That's what's interesting.
Yeah.
So as far as the modeling side of you, mm-hmm. you know, when did you get started with that? And what made you decide to keep pursuing it and keep doing like you're doing today? Because your style is very, we can't put you in a bubble when we look at your style. You put a lot of detail and heart in each one, and you can't say, you can just say you're a model. No one can put a label on you.
Yeah, I try to be versatile, so I don't want to, lock myself into a particular category. You know, I mean, there's so many different things. There's glamour, there's runway, there's print and commercial and all those things, and I'm short. I'm 5'4" and a half with no heels. So I know that already limits me from certain genres of, modeling, but I don't want to limit myself any further. So I'm open to participating in all these different projects as long as, I agree with the project and I think it's something that's a, positive representation. But I actually started modeling. The first shoot I did was actually not as a model. At my day job, we had somebody come in to photograph the staff. And the photographer that came in to do that her name is Monica Holder. And she's with Essential Art Studios. And she is this incredible, incredible photographer. And she and I clicked when she was taking my pictures for the company's website. And as we were talking, she asked me to be her beauty of the month. She does this project celebrating, beauty in women inside and out. And she requested that I do it. And I was like, no, that was really sweet. I was flattered, but, I really didn't think I could do that. But when I did do it, it was so much fun. I really enjoyed myself. She did my makeup and my hair and all the different outfits, and it was, I hadn't had that much fun in a long time. And this was in 2011, and I didn't really do anything with it after that for a long time. And it wasn't until the following year, in 2012, that I had, my grandmother had passed, my grandmother passed in 2008, and then my uncle passed in 2012. So I was kind of hit with a depression. So there was a lot of things going on, and I needed something to get me out of bed. I was having a really hard time just, getting through the day-to-day. And modeling, when I did the shoot with Monica, I remembered it was something that made me feel good, and then I enjoyed myself, and I actually smiled. So that's why I started modeling, and pursuing it. So it's actually to help me cope with, a depression.
Well, I guess that kind of covers me. I wasn't going to ask you right now, but that kind of covers me asking your favorite shoe, because that seems like that would be the one just because of the progression you were just talking about.
That was like the start of it all. And then I recently did another shoot with her, maybe like 2 months ago. And, you know, she's one of my best friends now. And, again, she's an amazing photographer, and she's so much fun to shoot with. And so the second shoot was for this exhibit, Beyond Leather. It's a BDSM shoot. So, and I guess that speaks to your point about me being in all different types of shoots. Not lots of
different
categories.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. So that one I have on a gas mask, and I have on, like, my arms are tied or handcuffed behind my back, and there's duct tape being, you know, duct tape binding, and they're all different types of fetish scenes. But it was a fun shoot.
Now, as far as, because you've done ones where you've done implied and whatnot, what's your take on it? And when I say what you're taking there, as far as a lot of models, there's some models that say that's not real modeling. There are models that say that being implied or full nude is not real modeling. What's your take on that? Because,
well,
I mean, everybody knows how I feel about it.
Well, implied, it is modeling. You know, I mean, your body is art, regardless of if it's closed or not. That doesn't mean that I would pose nude necessarily, but, you know, I definitely respect models who do that, because, I don't know, sometimes people maybe think that if you pose nude that it's pornographic or that it's supposed to have a sexual content or, you know, backstory, but, I mean, we were all born nude, you know? I mean, and we were, it's a part of life, and so models that model in the nude, they're modeling just as much as the rest of us. You know, and actually, it's harder to model nude because you're being even more vulnerable, you know, to the camera and to the world than the rest of us, you know?
Right. I mean, for me, like I said, you kind of hit it on the spot, man, because I feel that way a lot. A lot of people don't realize that that's not how it always is. A lot of times, like you, for instance, let's take the Michelangelo statue. That's considered art.
Right.
And some of these same models would take a picture right next to it. So if that's considered art and it's butt naked and they even have an end time of featurette,
right,
then why can't we do modeling that way?
Right, exactly. And the body is a beautiful thing, and, you know, there's different types of nude modeling, of course, and it does range from pornographic to, I guess, one could say, like, fine art, but it's not to say that we should look down on one, you know, genre of it over another. I mean, it all is art, and somebody enjoys doing it. There's somebody who enjoys doing each piece of it, you know, so it's not hurting anybody. It's actually, it's a beautiful expression, you know. It doesn't mean it's for everybody, you know. I don't pose nude. It's just my preference. I don't mind doing implied, but I don't like to pose nude.
I just posed nude. Actually, earlier today, I ran outside and saw somebody like to try to steal my car, so I ran out there.
You're crazy. I love it.
Oh man. Okay, so as far as for modeling as well,
mm-hmm.
Oh man, if you had to pick your dream shoot that you could do, like you could pick from the outfit, the setting, everything about the shoot, what would it be and why?
Oh dear, that is a good question.
We come up here and people have stop questions. All right. So you got your answer?
I kind of do. off the top of my head, I kind of want to do an underwater shoot, but I'm scared of I don't swim well, so that's kind of scary to me, but I think the fear is what makes me want to do it, just to say that I did it, and I kind of want to be in a long, like, flowing gown of some sort and be underwater and do that.
Oh, see, I could just go to 5 feet. You'd be good. You know what I'm saying? You say if you drive to 5 feet, I don't know what to say.
We'll do it in 3 feet of water, and I'll just duck down, and, you know, then that way at least I know I won't drown, won't have any problems.
You can't do it 3 feet, because, see, he got to get to, there's going to be a harder angle. So see, about five.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I'm steady. Why you got to bring logic into it? No.
Hey, this is what I do. I study the grain all the way around.
Fine. No, but that's what I, one of the things I would like to do.
Okay. I thought you were going to take it to the mermaid world. That's why I thought when you started saying flowing.
No. I want to be like a kind of like more. Yeah.
Oh,
and I also like with mirrors too.
Now, what's your as far as with modeling and acting, alike? What would you say are what are the pros and cons of each for you?
The pros, well, for me, it's fun. I enjoy it, and I like networking with people and seeing different projects, even if I'm not involved in them or end up being cast for them, but you still get to see all these cool different, you know, projects and films and series. And then you can also draw from it. So, like, you know, build and, okay, this idea from here, this idea from there, and, you know, you can always, it's like this never-ending procession of ideas. So that's a cool component. Something that's a con, I guess, is that you can run across some seedy people in the industry and people who are maybe trying to take advantage of others. A lot of people want to do a lot of stuff for free. They want you to do a lot of stuff for free. And, I mean, I understand, you know, because we all want to save our money. But, you know, it's like, well, I got to eat too. You know what I mean? So disrespect that the artist is actually, you know, they're doing it for a living. It's not just, I mean, it's, for some people it might be a hobby, but even still, if you're, it's still your time, you know, and if somebody, respect the craft, I guess is what I'm saying. But there are a lot of people who do try to take advantage of people in the industry, especially if it's somebody who they think is naive. I've seen a lot of pictures on these young girls' sites, and the photographers are beautiful girls, but the photographers, oh my God, I just feel like this is a guy who duped them into coming to his, let's call it studio, you know, and the camera shots are horrible. Like, there's, you know, clearly they didn't edit it. It's just raw. It's like the guy with a camera who's just trying to get pictures of half-nude chicks. You know what I mean? So you have to be really careful about TWC, exactly. So you have to be really careful about who you're working with, like get different, the references, referrals from different models who've worked with people or, you know, different directors and things. I actually ended up having a negative experience with a photographer. I had worked with him once before, and it was great. I had a lot of fun. And it was for one of those glamour photography workshops, so I was a model for the lighting workshop. And, you know, it was a paid gig, and it was fun. It was, like, maybe about 10 different male photographers, all taking pictures of me and another model. Fine. The other model posed nude. She could do that. That's her thing. I don't pose nude. I told them that. I would do implied, so I did that, and I did lingerie and all those other things. So, anyway, about two or three or so months later, the photographer who's putting this show together, his name is Stephen Carver, and it's like SRC, like, photography or something. he invited me back, and he, from, I don't know what what was in his head, but after that, he just kept asking me, oh, well, I want you to pose nude. I've been thinking about those boobs since the last time you were here. And he just kept trying to get me to take my clothes off. And then he said all these, like, inappropriate things. He said, I too bad you have a boyfriend. I really wish I could be your lover. And then he actually slapped my butt 3 times as he was trying to hug me. And at that point, you know, I was out of there. I actually ended up filing a police report against him. So you just always have to be careful, even if it's somebody you worked with before.
Here's what I don't understand. I mean, if he really wanted, I mean, let's say, if he really wanted to shoot you, you know, by him coming, let's say that you felt comfortable, you were at that point in time, you felt comfortable doing news, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he said that comment following that,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
come
exactly.
on, bro. Like, now you just made, if she was telling you, whatever little bit of comfort she may have had, she may have said, oh, I might try it, is gone
right.
now. That was stupid.
Right. And the thing is, he's actually a professional photographer. I mean, professional by trade, not in his actual, you know, demeanor. But that was something that, you know, and he's like an older guy too, and it's just a disgusting in my head. It makes me cringe when I recall it. But definitely, I put a police report. I, you know, filled out a police report about him because that was just not okay. And the thing is, he obviously has done this before, and he got away with it because if he felt so, you know, there was no issue with him, he didn't think twice to say and do what he did. So obviously that's not his first time doing it. You know what I mean?
Right. Or somebody was mutually wanting to do it, so.
Right. Right. Could be that too. Maybe he wasn't used to people saying no, but somehow. I mean, I don't want to call anybody ugly, but you know what I'm going to say.
But he ain't
No.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to come back. We're going to go to another clip song.
Okay.
And then we come back, we're going to chop it up some more because we still got a little more. We still got some more to talk about. Of course, one of our things we do every week, 90 moments of the week, we're going to get you on that. There's some more crazy questions, so I hope you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so don't be scared. Don't be scared. All right, y'all. Next time we're going to play, because I know I was giving y'all little samples of how we do the music DNA, all the shows we do here and there. I'm going to give y'all another taste of how we do the music DNA. Let's see if y'all know this original track and this sample track.
Yeah.
was another piece of Howard the Music DNA shows. We always played the original track, followed by the sample track. And that was Tom Tom Club versus Mariah Carey. So, man, I tell you, I study this music. Like, I don't just play music. I study music.
So you took it back.
Yes. You see, I'm the king of the 90s R&B mixer, so, no, you know, I would take it back on you in a second.
I'm sitting here like dancing
right,
in my
so
chair.
So it is Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday, and we have our weekly segment we do called Naughty Moments of the Week, and we always put our guests on the spot and ask them some of the naughtiest things they've ever done. So as far as for 90 moments a week, what's some of the naughtiest things that you have ever done?
Well, with respect to what?
Oh, whoa. Screw, run that back again.
I said, with respect to what?
With respect, however you perceive 90 moments a week.
You know what? This is me really just trying to stall. I'm just trying to stall, not answer your question. Okay, let me be serious. So, you never know if my mom might end up listening to this. But you know what?
That's how you be slick about it. You get a detail by giving the detail. That's how you. I tell you to clean it up.
one of the naughty things is actually in my book.
Okay, sure. If she gets the book, she's going to see it, right? So there you go.
She actually wants to get it, and I'm trying to convince her not to. I don't know if that's something she can handle.
Well, she's going to find out one way or another. See, that
yeah.
That could be one of the ones you share there, because she's going to find out.
Especially
now that your sister got it. Oh, man, it's bound that she's going to read it.
All right. Well, there's a specific poem on, I think it's page 52, and it has to do with the
Mile High Club?
Yeah, in a way.
Wow.
I know you want more
detail. I'm jealous. I don't even have the detail. I'm jealous.
It's page 38. It was something that happened, and it wasn't. Okay. We didn't leave the seat either. In our seat during the flight.
Y'all part of the Mile High Club in your seat during the flight?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I was here the ones when they say they go into like the restroom or whatever. Wow. Well, this is before takeoff, landing, during the flight. What? Oh my God, this is.
I wasn't ready.
I'll be sticking several more, but I was not ready for it to be the answer.
It was during the flight, and it was, it was in our seats. And, I mean, if you think about it, you can figure out what it was. But, you know, I'm not. Yeah, that's what I'll say.
I'm using my imagination. I think the fact that you didn't even say that you fought my hot club is, like, kind of painting a picture of everybody and made them jealous now. Like, we all trying to figure out, like, how the heck did we go? Now you just made us really mad that two had went into my high club thing yet, so.
But
I was going to do, like, my own private jet, though. That's the only thing. I was.
Oh, you're making
that's kind of what holds me back when you're even thinking about it. I'm like, I wanted to be on a private jet, but I think the rush on doing it with a private jet, I think that it probably made the moment a little crazier because you're like,
yeah, because we were actually we were in public, and the steward, the flight attendant, you know, was walking by and offering people drinks and everything, and so, yeah, that was.
Let me guess, the flight attendant went by y'all, right? She said, "Would you like some nuts?" "Oh no, man, my brother got my own nuts."
Exactly. He did order me a ginger ale for later. I'll give him that.
Oh man, we play too much over here. We play too much. Oh Lord. Here's a crazy, because you went to school in Boston, and so jealous about. I went to Boston one time, and one time was all I needed to like. There's parts I hate, but there's a lot that I love. You know, I'm not just saying it because you were there. There's a lot of beautiful women in Boston.
Yeah.
Lord, I cannot think. I had to. It was hard to say, oh, I got to get on the flight the next day. Oh, I was there for a whole weekend. Remember, I think about, let me see. Let's do the math here. I got on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and left on Monday. So, yeah, that's a pretty good amount of time.
Yeah, what part of Boston?
But,
do you remember what part of Boston you were?
Yes, I actually stayed in on the Wyndham Chelsea.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, yeah. And it was interesting because then that was another thing that woke me up to saying that Texas sucks when it comes to liquor laws. Like, the freaking liquor store was open, and it was late, and you come here, it's going to close at 9. I mean, I just don't. But it doesn't matter anymore to me because I gave up liquor, so.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't manage to get no more here. Yeah. I said, you missed that part of the show. I didn't talk about that part earlier, but a lot of health journeys I've been making was one of them is all I do is drink water. Like, if it ain't water, I ain't drinking it. And liquor is another thing. I said, give up liquor. Because the thing is, I hardly drink liquor to begin with. And then when I do drink, I hardly drink. And it's not because I can't handle. I can handle some shots. Don't mess with your boy, Seti J, when it comes to drinking. But it just, for me, it's just challenging things to just continually get healthier and healthier, and it pays off in the end. It pays off.
I should drink water, but I don't. I got to have my wine. And I love soda. I love Pepsi. So I rarely drink water. I know I'm supposed to, but it doesn't taste good. It tastes like liquid air.
Well, I was talking about this earlier. I was talking about it earlier in the show how I actually drink. Let's see, just in an 8-hour workday, I drink 4 bottles of water, which is about 16 ounces.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can go.
That's crazy.
That's before you count any water I drink outside of work.
Wow. I got to bow down to you. I mean, that's pretty. You're pretty committed.
Yes. And it pays off because it helps with your. It is because not only water has so many great characteristics, it's not just healthy as in like weight loss and whatnot. It helps with like your hair texture. It helps with this your skin, just the natural remedies of it. Like, it's just crazy. Like, for instance, one of the things that was driving me nuts with it was, no matter how much lotion I put on my hands, you know, my behind would still be at, it would still get ashy. but now my skin, because of the me drinking water and then also watching what I eat, it helps my skin stay so. It helps my skin stay so clear. So, yes. There's a lot of things people don't know. They're like, oh, man, really? Jeez.
Yeah, you make a compelling argument. You do. You do. I might consider it, but no promises.
Hey, you know, it is my job to share the wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
In the end of the day, the power is yours. Okay, so I'm winding down the show. We got about 4 minutes left. That was some final stuff to ask you. So, again, like kind of giving everybody a 30-second commercial of why they should support your book. Why should they support your book? Tell them why.
Okay, well, it's a true story. And so if you want to get to know a little bit more about me, then it will be a cool way to do that. Also, if you want to laugh, then I think there's some interesting little tidbits in there that might put a smile on your face. And also, you know, support the arts, support, you know, people in your community. And, well, I think we all should read more. And I don't know. It's a good book.
Yes, we do something here because started doing it like a couple of years ago. We started doing with my dad. Is we do a literary soul fest every year. It involves music, and we also involve, of course, people of all different parts of the literary world, poets, storytellers, authors, publishers, everybody in that realm. And we do it in the park. We actually have it out in the park out here, and it's really
That's
nice.
So cool.
And this past year was pretty fun, and you never know who's coming out. You meet some great people. Some really great people. So, yes. That's something you should definitely check out because one of my nonprofit, we're real serious about literacy. So, you know, we support the authors any chance we get. And it is great because what I like about it too is, which is why the I Am So Divine movement started, you're a model. You're an actress, you're a smart woman, and you're an author on top of all that. So it just kind of shows everybody exactly why we started the movie in the first place. It's about the models. Now, it's about showing you that understand why you're doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And as far as modeling, understand that sometimes it can open up doors to something else you might love just as much. So always stay cognizant of that. And ladies like yourself do it, man. Do it, figuring it out.
Yeah. It was a process, and it still is a process. But, you know, I mean, we're always growing and we're always learning. And so, you know, I mean, my whole thing, I guess, is actually that I'm sharing my learning process with anybody who will listen and who, you know, is interested. So, you know, my Facebook page is open. It's actually my fan page is Pai, that's PYPAYPAI, do. And same thing on Twitter, Instagram. It's always Pai. It's a little play on the Tony thing from the 90s. But so if anybody wants to follow me or, PYPAYPAI.
I was wondering where you were going with that. Now I know. And no one's talking
So, you know, my life is open for the most part, you know, and I'm willing to answer questions and be an advocate and speak out on whatever different issues that are affecting. Kind of like want to be like a model with a message, you know, so yeah, I'm pretty open.
Okay, and you basically did the work for me because I always ask everybody how can everyone stalk you. You just did the work for me, so there you go. And stalking, what we call stalking on the show, because anybody can follow you or like your page, but, and they don't do anything from there, it doesn't mean anything. I want the stalkers. I want the people that's going to follow every time I put up a picture of a shootout I did, they like it or they buy
exactly.
it. I want stalkers.
Right, so stalk me. Well, you know, harmless stalking, of course.
Yeah.
You don't need people outside.
My idea is to get you on Dateline.
Exactly. The harmless stalking. So yeah, follow me on my Facebook page, on Instagram, Twitter. I don't tweet as much as I should, but I'm on Instagram and Facebook a lot, so find you there.
You can say lustful comments, just as long as they don't go too far about me. I'm all fine with it. Because sometimes there be some, and people don't realize, guys, we get it just as bad. I've had some people in my inbox act a fool.
Yeah. Have to regulate.
When you going to show me that dick? Oh, that's exactly what a girl inboxed me one time. Didn't even know.
Thankfully, I haven't had crazy stuff like that. I haven't had any crazy direct messages, no DMs, no, like, crazy inboxes. But, you know, hopefully that doesn't start. But, you know, if it does start, I'm going to have to check some people.
Yeah, you be having to pray for them. I'd like everyone, if y'all miss any parts of the show, you can always check it out at dustspot.com, DUSKSCOT.com. And all the, you know, you can listen to 6 most recent shows right there, episodes of all the shows. Then if you miss, if it's not on there, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J, search for the show. It has my girl. It will say Tayo, Woman of Many Arts. So look for the episode, and you can listen to it as much as you want. Also, iTunes for free. You type in Dustspot Radio Network. You can find it on there, and that's free to subscribe to. It is yours as well. So there you all go. I appreciate you for coming through, Tayo. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Betty J. Nice.
You're welcome. Oh, I know how we do it, man. We're rolling on now, reminding you, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned into the episode of Life It Does Live, your boy, Setty J. And, oh, yes, since it is Hump Day after Dust Wednesday, remember, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, everyone, we're gone.